Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com. And now here's your host, Lynette McKenzie.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Opening to Ecstasy. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie, and I'm looking forward to spending this hour with you. And I'm really looking forward to spending this hour with our guest today. Have you ever gone through a time when your world seemed to be falling apart? Have you ever lost your faith that you're loved and that everything will be all right? Our guest today, Pat Hastings, will guide us to transform fear through faith. And I've been having a very challenging week, to say the least, and I've been feeling a lot of fear myself. Pretty much all of my buttons have been pushed at once this week and sort of intensified this morning. So I'm excited to share this time with Pat. And the fact that she's the guest on a day that happens to be perfect timing in my life is one of those synchronistic events that helps me affirm my own faith. Before we begin, let's take a moment to check in with our hearts and our bodies. So just right now, just say hello to your body. You know, give it a hug. If you're driving, you can just in your mind imagine hugging your body. And just give your body a big thank you for being there for you and giving you a place to live. Just take a moment to breathe into your heart. Imagine your breath going in and out of your heart and feeling the connection between your body and your spirit. And invite your spirit to come fully into your body right now. And invite love to come fully into your heart. And now, let's transform fear through faith. Pat Hastings is the author of the award-winning book, Simply Woman of Faith, How to Live in Spiritual Power and Transform Your Life. For more than 20 years as a therapist, speaker, spiritual life coach, teacher, and radio talk show host, Pat has helped thousands of people to conquer their fears, overcome limiting beliefs, connect with the divine power within, and discover their life's purpose by aligning with their spirit. Pat is highly skilled in leading people on an inner journey towards self-acceptance, self-love, forgiveness, healing, and freedom. She's a sought-after inspirational speaker, media guest, and workshop leader, engaging audiences worldwide. She inspires audiences with her powerful faith stories and everyday miracles about how she triumphed over family alcoholism, sexual abuse, the loss of a business, and healed from a traumatic divorce after 30 years of marriage. Pat's love for God and faith is unwavering and has been the guiding force on her spiritual journey for over 35 years. As she faced her fears and loved herself, her own transformation and healing came about, and she thanks God for everything that's happened in her life because it's made her who she is today. Anyone searching for proof that God loves them and how God truly is in the details of their lives will find inspiration, laughter, love, and hope in Pat's book. And again, that book is Simply a Woman of Faith, How to Live in Spiritual Power and Transform Your Life. Pat's remarkable and inspiring stories of faith and answered prayer will show you the mystery of synchronicity and how you can receive divine guidance in your own life. Welcome to Opening to Ecstasy, Pat.
It's a joy to be here, Lynette. Thank you for inviting me.
Yes. For the listeners, I'd actually already ended up calling Pat and got to have a little bit of a talk with her before the show, and I've never met her in person, but she is a very dear woman and definitely practicing her message. So for those listeners who don't know you and don't know your story, could we begin by you sharing, how did you become, simply a woman of faith? Tell us a bit about your journey.
Wow. Where do I begin? as I look back over the years, I always had faith. And I think my faith came from a place of desperation, if you will. I grew up, as my bio said, in an alcoholic home, two alcoholic parents, and abused by my father and a clergy person and a teacher. So I had to turn to somebody, something, to help me get through those years. And I turned to God at an early age. But it's interesting, and I talk to a lot of people about God, and I know there's a lot of people, including my children, who have a difficult time even with the word God, and I understand that, and I feel like I'm the bridge between religion and spirituality, if you will. So my God has certainly changed as a childhood God, and an adult, where as a child it was a punishing God and it was the rules, and where now my God is just so big and so different. I just really feel God's love now and feel God's guidance in my life. So it has really changed. Yeah, so how did I become simply a woman of faith? I think that title came about through writing my book. Do you want me to share that about how my book was born?
Sure, we could do that. But before we do, I want to say when you first were talking and you said it was born through desperation, and I laughed. It was a laugh of recognition. But then, you wanted to share where the desperation came from, and I don't feel that any of those things are a laughing matter. Mm. And I know that a lot of people have gone through similar experiences, at least parts of that. And there are a lot of stories of people who have sexual abuse and then also combining the abuse with clergy, and then I think of it as a spiritual abuse when we're taught that God is, that there's a God who's watching our every move and punishing us and going to send us to hell and all that sort of thing. So I was just really curious how you went from that, the abuse and that view of God to...
Well, I ended up leaving the church, especially when the memories I had really put, like many survivors do, they push the memories down and because it's just too painful. And I did that with the abuse around my father. It wasn't until I was in my 40s that I really started to deal with that and the memories started to come. But the memories with the priest, I had also just kind of pushed them down. And so when they started to come up and I started to really deal with them in therapy, I had to leave the church. And, I mean, I couldn't even look at a priest. It was just so painful. And that was so painful to me because the church was a place of comfort for me. Growing up in the alcoholic home, I turned to the church. So that was another betrayal. I chose not to go to the church because it was too painful. And, so I left the church of my origin, and that's what I did to move me forward and to heal. That's what I needed to do. And a lot of people, unfortunately, will, because something happens in their religion, they turn away from God, and I did not do that, and I'm just so grateful that I didn't do that. It was God's grace that I kept praying and I kept turning to a loving God.
That's beautiful. And so the term simply woman of faith, you said, came about through writing your book?
Yes. I knew that 35 years ago that God wanted me to write a book because everybody kept saying to me, "You have such faith stories, Pat. You have to write a book." And I would always say, "Well, someday I'll write a book, maybe when I retire or my kids get older." And the one story in my book that I love to share, because it's just so powerful of really of really knowing God in my life and God providing. It was a time in my life when my ex-husband was out of work and we had four children under the age of 10. We were on welfare and food stamps, so it was a difficult time. And this one day I was waiting to pick up the kids from school and I had some time. So I went to the local boutique and walked in and saw clearance in the back of the store. And I love clothes, and I had $10 in my pocketbook, and that was some milk and bread on the way home. And as I walked back, I was looking at the clothes and just kind of wasting time. And I found this blouse that just I absolutely loved. And as I was reluctantly putting it back, I heard that small, still voice, which I call God, people call intuition, say, buy it and I will provide. And I can remember standing there in the store and like saying, is that you, God, or is that me? I was hoping it was God. I was used to listening to that voice. I had listened to that voice, and I decided to buy the blouse and put the, you know, gave him the $10, bought the blouse, didn't buy milk and bread, picked up the kids and didn't say anything to anybody, and walked in the house and grabbed the mail. And when I went in the house, there was an envelope. Well, in the mail was there was an envelope with just my name on it. So I said, oh, I wonder what this could be, and I opened it up, and in it was a card, and it said, to Pat, from the son of a carpenter and a tailor bill. Yeah, yeah. So, of course, you know, I screamed, and my daughter came running in, and, Mom, what's wrong? And I said, nothing's wrong. God loves us. God loves me so much. And, you know, if I had received that $10 a week later or a day later, it would have still been profound, but to receive it right after I heard that small, still voice of God was just, and I still have the blouse. Yeah, yeah. So that's one of my stories in my book. So I have many stories of answered prayer. And so what happened was it took me 7 years to write my book. And probably about 10 years ago, I started it. And I would put it down for a year at a time, and I would start to write it again. I would go on a retreat, and I would hear that voice, I want you to finish your book, and I would put it down. And at one point, I said to God, and this is when I was almost done with the book. I had a book coach. I said, you know what, God, you've chosen the wrong person. I'm not doing it. And I don't usually talk to God like that, but I meant it. So I put the book to bed, and I was not planning on finishing it. And through a series of synchronistic events, really powerful events, I knew that this is what I had to do. It was like there was no more playing around. And so my book was published 7 years ago, and, you know, I shudder to think that my book almost died inside of me because of fear and because I didn't believe in myself. I kept saying,
Pat, I made a mistake. I missed my cues, and we're in commercial break.
Okay.
So I don't know if I just need to say that when we return, Pat will continue with her story. We'll be right back.
Mackenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Annette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Bi-Mart, New Seasons, and other fine health food stores and co-ops. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store nearest you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. We're speaking with Pat Hastings today. She's the author of Simply a Woman of Faith, How to Live in Spiritual Power and Transform Your Life. And today we're talking about transforming fear through faith. And before we get back into that, Pat, could you give your contact information for our listeners today?
Yes. My website is www.simplyawomanoffaith, and that's womanoffaith.com. And my email is pat@simplyawomanoffaith.com.
Yes, and I went to Pat's site, and she's got a number of really lovely free offers. And so I highly recommend people go there, and you can buy her book on her site, and you can also, you know, absolutely for free. I don't know, you had 4 or 5.
Yes, I do. I have an e-book and MP3 and some special reports.
Yes, and I got those, and I was looking through them, and they were very nicely done.
Thank you.
Very uplifting. So before I went to break, you were sharing your story about how you had spent years working on this book, and then you were suddenly doubting yourself, and so that you told God that, and we had on the break, Pat and I spoke about this term God, that it's something that I'm trying to get used to feeling. I'm working on getting used to feeling comfortable with it. I tend to say spirit or universe, and she's very comfortable with the term God. So I notice myself almost choking on it, but it's something that I really do believe in the concept, just not in the way that I was raised with it. So you were having this conversation with God, and you told God that you're not the woman to write this book, and then you got cut off right then.
Right. And I didn't realize how I was just totally filled with fear, and that's why I kept putting the book down, because I didn't believe in myself, and I didn't. What I learned to do is, and what I heard God say to me is, show up every day, and I will show up, and the how will show up at the perfect and right timing. And what I kept thinking, I don't know how to market, I don't know how to do this, I don't know how to do that. So that's what got me stuck. I was in the what ifs. I was in the future. I wasn't in the present moment. So when I'm in the present moment, I have peace, and then I can just do the next right thing, and that's all that's asked of any of us. You know, and whenever we are called to a deeper level of consciousness, whenever we are called to do something that we've never done before, we're going to experience fear. And what I've learned and what I teach and what I coach is I know how to help people move through the fear, and I know how to, I give them the steps how to, you know, how to actually move through the fear which is so important because we're all going to feel, you know, feel afraid at some point. You know, it's interesting you mentioned that, the word God, and it's funny, my own son, who is very, very spiritual, he said to me the other day, I sent him something, and I don't remember exactly what it was, and he said, you know, Mom, I still have that feeling around God that's uncomfortable, and I said, you need more healing, and he said, I know, yeah, so there's a lot of people that can say universe, but they have a difficulty saying God, and isn't God the universe, but I think it's because of what's happened to us, you know, in our churches, in our religions, that there is such a reluctance to, you know, say God. I just spoke at a university last week, and this was all to college students, and it was about, you know, simply a woman of faith and tips to move through fear. And I received a letter from one of the students, and I just have to read this to you. He said, honestly, as someone who is not overly religious, I was a bit put off originally by your woman of faith brand. However, I found myself being captivated by your stories and insight. I started to realize that the stories were not about God, but rather they were stories of hope and trusting in something above yourself. There's a difference between being spiritual and religious, and I think you found a perfect balance to appeal to every single person. Yeah, so I was just so touched by that. I sent it to my son, and he said, Mom, I got goosebumps.
Yes, that's beautiful. So my experience with the Christian faith in the brand that I was raised in, it seemed that the entire religion was all about fear, to instill massive amounts of fear, and also about men being superior and women being of service, and women really being used and not valued, and kind of crushed, actually, and any your individual spirit and all that being crushed and considered, you know, the flesh and bad. So for me, the term God got linked with that, and, you know, with a lot of fear. So when you help people move through their fear to faith, is there something in that process that you could share on the call today? Or is that just a longer working with someone?
Yeah. Well, I think people are attracted to me because of my energy, because of my presence, and because the faith stories that I have. So when I start working with somebody, I always, and what's interesting, and I work with women. That's really where my passion is, to help women deepen that relationship with spirit, with God, and who are already on the spiritual path and want a deeper walk. I have one client that she was a nun for 40 years, and she left the convent and is now married. So she had spiritual direction for like 40 years, and she came to me. She's an author also, and we started to work together, and she said that she's never been able to go so deep with anybody like she has with me, really going to those very deep, deep places that needed healing. I don't know if I've answered your question.
Sounds like maybe you help guide people to face their fear.
To face their fear, yes, and to really go deep with what is really inside. You know, women open up to me and they share things that they've never shared with anybody. So I think there's that respect. There's not sure what it is, but they are able to, like she said, you know, go to very, very soul, very deep soul places that need healing.
So it sounds like you've faced your own fears and gone to those deep places inside of yourself.
Yes.
And so then you can guide other people.
And I continually do that.
It's not so scary for you anymore because you've done it.
Yes. And I have a very deep faith, and it's very evident to people. So yes, that's what I do. And, you know, the women that I work with that I'm attracting right now are very successful women, professional women, nurses, that have a career, and yet inside they don't feel good enough. They look good on the outside and they have all the trimmings but inside there's still that place of not feeling good enough and not feeling deserving.
Yes, that's very interesting, because I noticed that in my in my business, working with women as well, that I'd been very resistant to going to any sort of spiritual place. And mm-hmm. I've been finding that all of my clients need that. But to have that level of really deep healing, that always something comes up, whether you want to call it spirit, universe, God, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
That to have that level of depth that I've been getting over my, I set my own resistance aside to go there with them.
Yeah.
And I have been trying to do it in a way of not resolving my own issues with the term God and helping them. And it's been very successful, mm-hmm. but it's been really, I was excited to talk to you today because I thought, okay, it's really time for me to heal this myself.
Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting that I just, you know, got my son last week getting this letter and now we're talking. Yeah. That's the synchronicity.
It is. It is. Well, we have, it's time for break. And when we return, I'm interested in hearing some more of your stories. And also, I know you have a recent, what you call God incidents with a Caribbean cruise.
Yes.
And that looked like a fun story also. So when we return, I look forward to hearing some more of your great stories. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy, and we're talking with Pat Hastings about transforming fear through faith. And Pat's the author of the award-winning book, Simply a Woman of Faith, How to Live in Spiritual Power and Transform Your Life. There are so many questions and so many things I'd want to talk with you about, Pat, so I'm trying to narrow it down here. But I saw on your site something you called a God incidence, and that led you to be one of the featured speakers on a Caribbean cruise. Could you just speak a little bit about that and give your contact information again?
Yes, thank you. I had done a cruise. I had ran a cruise last year to Bermuda, and it was a retreat vacation, and I had six women, and I did the whole, you know, while we were away on the cruise, I did a mini retreat. So that was last year. So this year I wanted to do another one, and I had put it on Facebook, which is how I did it last year, and the women came. So I put it on Facebook probably in February, March, and nobody came, so I said, all right, it's a closed door, and forgot about it. Well, you know, you get lots of emails. I do, and I just delete. And a couple of weeks ago, I got an email, and I had no idea why I was opening because there was nothing in the, in the message. But I opened it, and it said that they were looking for speakers for a holistic cruise to the Caribbean, to the Mayan country, January 10th to the January 8th to the 15th. So I said, I'll write them and tell them that I'm a speaker. So I did. I didn't hear anything from them for a while. And then I received a call last week, and they invited me to send in a proposal to be a speaker on the cruise. So I did, and I knew in my heart that they were going to say yes. They contacted me the next day, and they said, you know, we would like you to be a speaker on this cruise. So I would love to invite people to come with me. There's going to be about 10 or 12 speakers on the cruise. It's a holistic cruise, so it's for people who are interested, you know, in nurturing their body, mind, and spirit. And leaving from New Orleans. It's on Norwegian Line, the Spirit, and it's for 7 days to the Mayan country. We'll be going to quite a few of the different places, Belize, and several others. So if anybody's interested in joining me, they can go to my website, which is simplyawomanoffaith.com, and just click on cruise, and all the information will be there. So that was a God incident. You know, as I look back, why did I open that, you know, that email? Because I was being directed to open it. And, you know, it just all fell in place. And that's really exciting. I'm very excited about that. Oh, I also have that. I have a little intention book that I have all my intentions for the future, and in my intention book was doing cruises, doing inspirational speaking on a cruise ship. So, you know, what you think about, you bring about, and I had to see it on the inside, and that's been in my book for a couple of years now.
That's wonderful. I've noticed many times that sometimes we'll ask for something, and then people will resist the form that the answer comes in. Like, some people could have been in that situation and could have been really upset that they weren't having women joining in to go on the trip with them, and
yes,
could have been stewing about that and could have gotten themselves so upset about that they might have missed the opportunity.
Exactly. And the way that I've lived my life for years is what I call open and closed doors, you know, because I don't know what's ahead and I don't know what's best for me. So my prayer is always, God, close the door. And sometimes the door has been closed right in my face. Like, I was one time after I got divorced, or it was before I got divorced, I put my house up for sale. And I needed to get a second mortgage on the house because my rates were very high. And my ex-husband said he would sign the papers. Well, the day that I was to, we were to do the new mortgage, he decided that he wouldn't sign it. So it was like, oh my God, what do you mean you won't sign it? But he said he wouldn't. So there was nothing I could do. So that door was closed in my face on that day. And, you know, I was angry about it, of course. And then I reached that place. Okay, God, you close the door. I don't know what's going on. Well, a week later, I received a letter in the mail and from the mortgage company stating that my mortgage rate had gone down on its own because it was adjustable. Yeah. So I saved all that money because I would have had to put out $1,500 to, you know, if he had mm-hmm. signed the papers. So that's my faith walk. Close the door and open the door. And I'm really, really comfortable with that. And so when that didn't happen with, you know, Facebook, I said, okay, it's a closed door. And then, you know, then the door was opened. So that's a great way to walk in faith.
That is, and I've found that it saves so much trouble when you actually listen to that little voice inside, even in just small details. Like a few weeks ago, it was a very calm, still day here. There was barely even a breeze, and I had a box with some recycling in it. I was going to set it out the back door like I always did, and I opened the door and I went to set it, and I heard that voice very clearly say, if you set this here, it's going to blow all across. And I saw this vision of this plastic jug going and hitting someone's windshield while they're driving and causing them to swerve. And I thought, oh, it's probably my imagination. There's no wind at all, but I'll listen to it. And I took the box back in, shut the door. Mm-hmm. And 5 minutes later, not only was there wind, but there went from barely a breeze to so much wind that it broke three trees in my yard.
Oh, my Lord.
And I was like, okay, so that whole entire thing, because I thought, I have in this little protective area, the wind would have to be really major to grab that, and that wind would have definitely grabbed everything in there and sent it flying who knows where. And
wow.
I thought, we never know the ripple effect of, you know, even these little choices that we make. And I've had so many examples in my life of, you know, hearing those little voices and maybe not listening and being sorry, or listening and being very grateful. And I generally, you know, don't call that voice God. I haven't really known what to call it. But I might have a session with you myself on healing that that word God.
And, you know, we all have that still voice, whatever you want to call it, you know, intuition, higher power, God, you know, and we don't listen often because we think it's just us. But when we do listen, you know, like that example is a great example of, you know, that was small, but yet it could have been huge. And I think as we listen to the smaller things like that, turn left or bring in that, then God gives us bigger assignments, if you will. You know, I've been led to, you know, go up. Do you want me to share my story about the ocean?
Yes.
I had just finished my, I'd got my master's degree, and that was huge for me, facing my fear and going back to school at 40. And I had just graduated, and I was just feeling so much love and really feeling God's presence. And I had was going away for the weekend by myself just to celebrate and rejoice. And I asked God to lead me to somebody who really needed to feel God's love. So I went away and, you know, just went about my day, went out to eat, and went to the beach, and nobody, I wasn't led to anybody. I was really disappointed, and it was a Sunday, and I was leaving to go home. And I was saying to God, you know, I had really wanted to bring your love to somebody, and I drove out to the ocean one more time, and as I was driving, that little voice said, pull over here, and I did. And I got out of the car, and I, you know, walked to the ocean, and there was people playing, kids, and I said, well, now what? And that little voice said, that woman sitting over at the rocks, she was sitting at the rocks, you know, very close to the ocean, overlooking the ocean. And first I got a little afraid, and I said, oh, you really don't want me to do this, do you? And I knew, you know, I had asked for it. I was compelled. I had to do it. And so I walked over to her, and I was scared, and I just said, hi, my name is Pat, and I just want you to know that God loves you very much. And she just looked up at me in complete daze, and then she put her hands in her face and just started to sob and sob and sob. And, of course, I had no idea what was going on. She finally calmed down and looked up at me and said, I wanted to commit suicide. I was about to commit suicide. And I was like, oh, my God. Her husband had left her for another woman. She lost her job, and she really felt like God had abandoned her. And I sat with her for 2 hours, and by the time we left, she was refreshed. She didn't want to die, and we kept in contact, and she went back to school and, you know, really got her life back together again. Yeah. I'd love to share that story.
That's a beautiful story.
Yeah.
Listening at that level.
Yeah.
You know, and the difference that we make in someone's life.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And it was scary because, you know, we go through that, oh, what are they going to think of me? They're going to think I'm crazy. And, you know, how do I look? All that ego stuff, you know. But I was able
Yeah, again, that's an example of you asking for something. And then when the answer came, it's something that you could have resisted.
Yes. Yes.
Or not. And you chose not to resist and to go into it and had a beautiful result.
Right. You know, in the first chapter of my book, is on yard sales. And when people read my book, they say to God, you know, Pat asks for everything at yard sales. I'm going to ask too. And they begin to ask God for the small things, for the big things. And then they see their prayers being answered and things are manifesting. And we don't ask enough, you know,
It's time for a break right now, and I'd like to talk more about your yard sale chapter in your book after the break. So thank you for listening to Opening to Ecstasy. When we return, we're going to hear some more from Pat, and she has some very sweet yard sale stories. We'll be right back.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette. Radio for your body and soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at Reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy, and we're talking with Pat Hastings about transforming fear into faith. And she is the award-winning author of the book Simply a Woman of Faith. And just before break, we were talking about, one of the chapters in Pat's book is about yard sales and faith. And I would like you to pick up that topic and also to give your contact information one more time. And I really want to encourage people to go to your site. There's all sorts of wonderful free offers, and also people can get your book, Simply a Woman of Faith, and it's just a really fun book to read and inspiring for, you know, wherever a person is in their own level of faith at this point. So, Pat, how about if you give your contact information and then share a little bit about your little yard sale theory.
Sure. So my contact information is www.simplyawomanoffaith.com, and that's W-O-M-A-N. And I can be reached at pat@simplyawomanoffaith.com. So my yards, I'd love to tell this story. My ex-husband was out of work, and he needed to choose to go on an interview. And he was a size 12D, and he wanted brown wingtip shoes. He was specific, and we couldn't afford to buy him new shoes. So every Saturday I go to yard sales, and it came out of a place of desperation when he was out of work. I needed to pray for things. So I would pray when I would go to yard sale, pray for what I needed. And I remember this day, you know, praying for the shoes, and I said, I know, God, this is a tall order, but I'm going to trust. And I didn't find the shoes that day, but the next week I went to a yard sale, and when I went in, there was just all these boxes of shoes, and I got excited and started to go through them. They were all women's shoes, so I was disappointed. And as I was leaving, the owner of the yard sale came over and said, what are you looking for? And I said, well, you don't have it. And I said, I'm looking for a men's shoes. He said, over this way. I didn't see the other side. So I walked over, and I told him what I needed. There was a pair of size 12D brown tip shoes. Well, of course, I was so excited, and I had to tell him my whole story that I prayed for them. And what he shared with me was that he had a shoe store, and all the shoes were in the basement for 3 years. These were, you know, things that hadn't sold when he sold his shoe store. And that one particular Saturday, he decided, oh, what the heck, I'll put the shoes out, and there I come and find the shoes. And I think I got them for like $25, and they were $150 shoes. So that's one of my stories that I love to share. I have people now come to me and say, Pat, will you look for this? Because they know the power of prayer, and it's just amazing what I get. It's just amazing. And I know it's, you know, answers to prayer. I'm very specific, and I ask, and I expect, and I believe. And, you know, do I get everything at the exact time? No, but I do get what I want in God's perfect timing.
It's so interesting you say that, when you're saying that the desperation led you to praying and asking for things. So a light kind of went off inside of me, because I've been having a really challenging time and was frustrated. I thought, okay, I've had lots of other challenges, and I feel like, you know, I've gone through this, I've done this. I thought I was to the phase of, you know, just helping other people, and I don't want to have to keep going through all this stuff myself. And when you said about desperation and asking, I realized that I'm being pushed to a place of desperation. And with the, you know, my dog being very sick today, I'm scared that she would die. And I found myself getting that place of really getting specific about what I was asking for.
Yes,
and
yes.
I know I can get into caring for other people and sometimes get away from that and put my own feelings aside,
yes,
even though I know better and even though I guide other people. That I still fall into that. And so I guess maybe sometimes I need to have that push to bring me to that place where I go, okay, here's what I feel, here's what's going
yes
on, and know that I'm worthy and ask
yes
for what I want.
Exactly. You said it perfectly.
and miracles exactly always happen in my life when I do that.
I know.
And then I get upset when things happen that put me in a place that what you're calling desperation. I get really upset about it. But then when I look back, I'm going, okay, that's what pushed me to then
yeah
create a miracle. But I'm looking forward to, I'm declaring right now, I'm going to have a practice every day so that I maybe don't have to, I'm hoping that I won't have to be pushed to desperation to ask.
Yes, right. That it becomes a way of life.
Yes.
Becomes a way of life. Yeah. And, you know, I have on my website 7 miraculous tips when fear grips. And that's just 7 tips. And it's pretty much what you said. Slow down and breathe is the first tip. Second one is to feel your feelings, you know, not to run from your feelings. If you're feeling afraid, name it, tame it. You know, embrace whatever feelings. Don't judge your feelings. The next one is identify your self-defeating thoughts, and we know what that is. And the next one is remember what Spirit has done in the past. You know, when I get into that fear place, I have to consciously remember what, you know, what God has done in the past, and that helps me. Be grateful, focus on the good, forgive yourself. And then the last one, which is probably the hardest, is surrender and let go of control.
Those are great tips. And I've, in my own life, certainly seen myself go through those again and again. And a big thing for me is to realize that I don't see things as much in terms as like a God outside of myself. And I see a place where if there's a fear, it's like, I created that. If it feels like a monster, I created that monster. And so I have the power to face it, and I have the power to say stop, and I have
yes
the power to change it.
Yes.
And there's a mystery beyond my understanding, and I am okay calling that God.
Yay.
We have just a few minutes left, and could you quickly say what you do now when you face fear? I know you just gave your 7 tips, and those are great, but for those listening that could be facing a fear right now and want to transform, what do you do now when you face fear?
You know, I slow down. That's what I do. Instead of, you know, getting busy and rushing, eating or drinking or gambling or whatever we do over our feelings, I slow down and I breathe and I plug in to the power within through prayer and meditation, through journaling. That really helps me move through. I write out what, you know, what I'm experiencing, what I'm afraid of, and I get it up and out. So that is the very first step that I do when I realize that I'm feeling afraid. I slow down, I pray, I talk about it, you know, I name it, and I embrace it. You know, that's the very first step. You know, prayer and meditation really works for me.
Embracing it, that's so important. I know that it's been a pattern for me to, you know, run and try to escape from the fear as well.
Yes.
And I think it was just 2 days ago, I was just feeling a lot of fear, and I sat and faced it, and I realized I hadn't faced that particular fear before.
Yes.
And it went from feeling like this, you know, gigantic, scary monster to realizing it was something that I actually wrote about it. I said, turn your monster into a pet. You know, by the time I was done, I feel like it was putting its head down for me to give it a little neck rub, you know.
Wow, isn't that amazing? Just by embracing it, naming it. And I have a little thing that I do. I say, okay, come on in, have a cup of tea. It just kind of neutralizes whatever the feeling is, you know.
That's great.
Here again. Come on in, have a cup of tea.
What a wonderful approach. And our time is up. I wish it wasn't, but it's been so lovely having you on the show, Pat. Thank you so much.
It was
wonderful. You're a beautiful, beautiful woman. So be sure to look at Pat's site. Could you say your contact information one more time?
Yeah, I'd be glad to. It's www.simplyawomanoffaith.com.
Wonderful. I highly recommend you go to her site. Thank you for listening to Opening to Ecstasy. I appreciate all of you. I'll join you here again next week. Many blessings.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette. Radio for your body and soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.